John 2, 3 through 11. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, "I know him," but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing, and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light, but hates his brother, is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him. This is the word of the Lord. Any children who'd like to gather for a children's church, please come to the right front of the sanctuary now.
On staff, I had an opportunity to meet a representative from a Christian organization called Land of a Thousand Hills. And this organization is developing community trade in coffee for Rwandan and Haitian coffee farmers. Now, certainly the notion of purchasing coffee at a fair and living wage is just and in many ways the right thing for us to do. However, what caught my attention the most was the story of transformation that's at the heart of this organization, this endeavor. You may recall in the news, it was very difficult to avoid that in 1994, in the course of just 100 days, a staggering 800,000 people were mass murdered in Rwanda. There were mainly Tutsi civilians, this group of this tribe within Rwanda called the Tutsi, and the Hutu friends of the Tutsi who tried to protect them, 800,000 by one count, up to 1 million by some counts, men, women, and children, just coldly, heartlessly murdered. And in the terrible aftermath of this genocide, the Rwandan government called upon the church to lead the country in reconciliation and asked that the outside world would support them. So the founder of Land of a Thousand Hills recognized a simple but tangible opportunity to make a difference in this country by getting the Rwandan people to work together and presenting them both in word and deed an opportunity for Hutu and Tutsi coffee growers to work in community and in the process of earning a fair wage to discover reconciliation through Christ. Here you have a picture of such transformation in the work of the gospel. The woman that you see to the left is a Tutsi, and the man to the right is a Hutu. They grew up as neighbors, friends, playing together. And then in 1994, because of just the craze, almost to the point of brainwashing within that country, the man turned on his neighbor and killed her family. After spending some time in prison because of this atrocity, both of them were Christians, became Christians, and decided to take part in this cooperative effort of reconciliation. He, in the name of Christ, asking for forgiveness, and she, in the name of Christ, extending it. And together, she distinctly requested that the plot of land next to hers would be given to him, as they seek to show forth the reconciliation that comes about through the work of Jesus. Now, it was this story that transformed the representative of this company. So he had grown up in England in a very postmodern, post-Christian household. Wanted nothing to do with Jesus. Went off to college and just continued in the desire to find a good life and be engaged in good things, but just not through the church or anything religious. Well, he heard of this man. He was a big coffee drinker, loved coffee, and he had heard of this organization and decided, wow, this is great work. I want to be a part of this group. I'll just leave the Jesus part of it off to the side as I do this coffee growing reconciliation stuff. Well, he had gone to Rwanda on one of these trips, and it was during this time that meeting this situation where his life was just utterly caught up. So he had written his dissertation in college on reconciliation, examining the situation in Ireland and other parts of the world, and came to the conclusion that reconciliation in this world, when it came to ethnic, racial, and even social divides, was not possible. All we can hope for is just some small-scale change, maybe on the individual level. And then he saw what God was doing in this land, between the Hutu and the Tutsi, through the work of the gospel. And by the end of it, decided, I want to become a Christian. Now, I don't know what particular struggles that we encounter, what the challenges of reconciliation may be for you as you walk into this worship service. But we all face issues in our lives where we're just going to be confronted at some point with the question, am I really going to walk the talk? And does the gospel truly transform the heart? And not just the individual heart, but can it truly transform people's and bring about a reconciliation that the world will stop and look at and ask, how is this possibly the case? Small challenge, big challenge, a unique once-in-a-lifetime challenge, or just a daily struggle, whatever it may be, we all will face that challenge of walking the talk. And 1 John is bringing us to the point that because God is light, because we've been invited through Christ to experience the forgiveness of sins, we are now called to walk in that light, in a life of redemptive transformation. We are, in fact, called to walk the talk. So I want to invite us in this moment of just silent reflection that you would ask the Lord to shed some light in your life. And whatever that particular challenge may be, big, small, unique, or ongoing, to take it to Him in just a moment of silent reflection and ask that whatever He has to say to you this evening through the Scriptures, through some of the interview testimonies that we'll be hearing, that in that you would find the resources to help you walk the talk.